that encryption conversation offline. It's fascinating. It really is. A lot of fun. We played Johnny Utah by Future Birds. That goes out to my friend Johnny Utah.
Yeah, Johnny Utah.
Johnny Utah, man. Slightly less of him out there than there used to be. That's a reference to my friend having his finger partially cut off by a lawnmower that I gave him. Indeed. That's a story from another time. We had Serpents by Sharon Van Etten and Better by Maggie Rogers. Speaking of Maggie Rogers, Now That the Light is Fading is the name of the album that song came off of. It is fantastic. You got to check out all the songs on there. Alaska gets a lot of playtime, but the other songs are just as good. So thank you to everyone who's listening. Thank you to everyone's listening online. A quick reminder, too, that you can go on to spinatron.com, or if you go to WMFO.org, that's where you listen to us online, and click on my name or the name of the show, Fast and Loose. You can check out the playlist that we had and also access the archives of any show on WMFO by just kind of scrolling through Spinatron. And there are a lot of fantastic ones. Speaking of which, we have Phonomancer's Anonymous coming on next. DJ Paprika just walked in, so we're going to hand it off to her. Thank you for listening to WMFO in Medford.
I wanna go there with you.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
This is DJ Paprika, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I have here with me...
DJ, bad version of your poem.
Yes.
Back for more.
Yeah. Here they are, in the flesh and on air. We have a show set up for you today. Oh, first you heard a song by Sophie. And it's called It's Okay to Cry, a new single. That's so good. And I'm so excited to see what this era brings. And you should probably also watch the music video, is what I have to say about it. So our intentions for this show is...
Tell me your intentions.
Yeah. I want to be very intentional about how we set this up. But I was just looking through my Spotify playlists, of which there are... maybe 57, and I noticed that I have a lot of party playlists. They all have slightly different vibes. So if you go into this archive, we have a folder called party/dance, and within that folder there's party, there's also angsty dancing, there's also subversive dance party, there's also melancholy dance party, there's also pump up jams, and some other various vague ones that were made for celebrations long gone, long past. And I was thinking specifically about, so I know this has been done because this summer Lorde came out with Melodrama, iconic concept album about an angsty party or an angsty party experience. That's not just about the party experience, but also about, you know, the life experience. But like all distilled in this like setting, mm-hmm. Of like a really like concentrated like setting with, you know, substances. And I was thinking about the mechanisms by which someone would leave a party early or someone would be unhappy at a party. But it's just interesting to me because mm-hmm. I love, you know, feelings. And angsty dancing and melancholy dancing are really like
primary activities
for me, and like just like you know fraught air, like just like areas
fraught
of
air.
Fraught air. Do you want to add anything, Hannah?
I'm just really interested in exploring the relationship between having so many party playlists and. Mm-hmm. Having a variety of emotional experiences at parties.
Yeah.
Not all of which are thrilling.
Yeah, so like that first song, I mean, not all of these songs really fit into the theme, I will say, but like I really wanted to play that song because it was a new song by Sophie, but it's called It's Okay to Cry, and it has a really good message. And like crying while dancing, I don't know if I've ever cried while danced, but like it's just while dancing. Just because those... I really actually haven't, just because those two activities are on opposite spectrums of life for me. But anyway, it's like, it's just about like feeling all of your feelings at once in a place. In a place where people are having fun, but like you might not be having fun. That's like the tension. That's the tension, I guess, I want to explore.
Maybe you're pretending you're having fun.
Yeah. And also, this isn't all about not having fun. Like, this next song, this next song is, like, a really good song by Feist that came out this summer. And the one lyric is, I'd leave any party for you. And it's just, like, a really sweet message. And so I just wanted to play that to emphasize that, you know, there's different feelings happening. This is really funny. How do you feel about that, Hannah?
I'd leave any party for you.
That is so nice. I just like, I think that's such a strong sentiment. Any party. That's really nice.
I would.
Thank you. That's so much. We're just going to play it. Here's Feist from Pleasure, a really great album.
Your back every day. You know I do. Anybody for you.
So sweet. It's our party too.
You know I do. Anybody.
Hello. I was so engrossed in thinking about the theories behind this playlist that I almost didn't rejoin you. But hi. Bad Habit by Chayla, and before that, Lord, of course, I had to give a shout out by playing Liability Reprise because it was the inspiration for this this whole concept. But yeah, and also like the thing about this hour is that I'm trying to play music that could conceivably play at a party to kind of like immerse you in this world that I'm living in constantly. Yeah, we were, so Hannah, did you have something to say? Sorry, DJ bad version of your poem.
You know, I think that I have a bad habit of leaving parties. And that
in general, I think that one should probably leave parties at some point.
I agree.
It's good practice.
Leaving parties is praxis, one might say.
It's good practice,
yeah. But also, that sometimes I can be a liability to my friends at parties, so I just relate to these
songs. Oh, come on. Well, so does Lord. So, like, you're not in bad company in that feeling.
No.
Yeah, I think we all feel that way to some extent. I was thinking about reasons that I would leave parties, which is usually that the music is bad, because usually what I look to get out of parties is just I want to dance, if it's that kind of party, which if it isn't, what are you doing? But and if the music's bad, there's no point for me to be there, so I'll just leave and go do my own thing.
And we were discussing how we have different relationships to reasons for leaving parties, such as I leave when there aren't enough hiding spots because I like to hide at parties. And dance occasionally, but mostly hide. Occasionally dance while I hide. Hide while I dance.
Ooh, know. Hide while I dance. I like that one.
Dancing as hiding.
Dancing is hiding. That is really good. Yeah, I think that something that really gets me when it comes to melancholy dance parties is like remixes of songs that take the original song and make it sad. Like there's this whole genre of remixes. Maybe I'll play one. I'll try to find one. Of remixes of Destiny's Child songs that like sort of slow them down a lot. Like there's one of Independent Women Part 2 that like turns the vocals into like a deep voice and like slows it down. So it's like you're just slow motion dancing to Destiny's Child, to like a song that's usually really upbeat and empowering, but the remix makes it sad. So I found this, I mean, one of the remixes of Rihanna's Love on the Brain is like pretty good. That song isn't like originally the most upbeat song either. But I think this remix is good and like makes me want to dance in slow motion, and I might play that next. So or right now. Hello.
Against the wall, baby, you.
Get Up, and I just want to say that they're coming to One Somerville. They're playing a show on Sunday with EMA. It's unclear whether EMA is headlining or The Blow is headlining. They might just be sharing the headline spot, but I really want to go, and I actually might go on Sunday night. So EMA, I've played on this show before, but she's like a legend. And also I'm like looking at her bio, and it's, I mean, it says everything you need to know like about her. She was in Gowns, but she's like been an independent artist for a while, but the ending says she has been heavily blogged about and was recently described by Yahoo News as the most blogged about artist of the week. And I just have so many questions about this statement. Like, when is recently? Because Yahoo News is not relevant. And if Yahoo News is blogging about EMA, I'm just confused. Heavily blogged about, I mean, sure, I've blogged about EMA, I guess. It's just a funny statement. Mm-hmm. Most blogged about artist of the week, which week? You know, there's so much information missing. Mm-hmm. But EMA is supposedly like a powerhouse live and does really cool stuff.
Once Somerville is really cool.
Yeah, I've never been.
Can I say a fun fact about Once Somerville?
Yes, please.
I've been there 3 times. And three. I have run into Tinder dates there who I had not yet met in real life twice.
Oh, wow. And you didn't plan to.
Nope. So that's really funny. That's my experience with Once Somerville.
I love that.
It's a great venue. I'd highly recommend.
Yeah. And yeah, if you go, like, say hi if you know who I am. All 11 of you who are listening right now. I'll be alone. Should I be broadcasting that? Probably not. Maybe I won't be alone.
Wait,
maybe I'll bring a friend.
Me.
Oh, okay. I guess Hannah and I are going.
I don't know if I'm going, but
okay, so what were you trying to say?
I'm saying I maybe could go.
Okay, so great.
We'll see.
It's this Sunday at 8, and tickets are only $15, which honestly is a steal for EMA. But what I just played was The Blow, and also we have a PSA for you.
Yeah, it's an important one given the season. Space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah, love it. We are very fire safety-minded. TBT to when this place burned down in, like, the 80s, question mark. I should really brush up on my history. but yeah, space heaters are great and I love them, but also don't leave it on when you go to sleep. Like, what? That's
so
like putting
scary.
That's like leaving a candle on when you go to sleep, but worse, because this is like also like electricity pulsing through and like emitting heat. Like, it's like leaving like 10 flat irons on.
That's what I would call super yikes.
Super yikes. I feel like that statement needs like a theme song whenever you said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like super yikes, and then like something plays.
But seriously, folks, I'll stay warm. It's getting chilly out there.
Oh, yeah. I hope like all your heat works. Ours wasn't working for a little bit, and it was so cold, but then our landlord came to the rescue, and
it
works.
Don't forget socks and cuddling.
Yeah, socks are great.
So is cuddling.
Would recommend wool socks
consensual,
from Costco.
Consensual cuddling.
Yeah, with socks on. I'm just going to go ahead and play more music, and y'all can think about your space heaters.
Forever.
That was Ricochet by Lydia Ainsworth. Before that, someone I tried to Google before the WMFO, I'm calling it out, computer completely froze on me. So fix that.
Relatable
someone
content.
Who fixes it. But I think her name is Charlotte Digeri. I don't know. She's French. Her name, her performance name here is Water with three W's.
Whoa,
water. Exactly. I'm just thinking about what direction we can take this in now. We've talked about reasons one might leave a party, why we've left parties in the past. We've talked about Lorde and that concert on Sunday.
My chair is really doing a weird thing right now.
What's happening? Let's talk about it.
It's just decided to go down.
Okay. Well, okay.
Like, have you left any parties recently?
No. I stay till the end because I...
That's a different concept, actually. Staying till the end of parties.
I mean, I think that this theme, I mean...
I think it's very related.
It's very related because the whole theme is about going through your feelings in a place that is supposed to be celebratory,
mm-hmm.
but Ooh, you're not feeling very celebratory, or there's something else really pressing on your mind, yeah. but you're trying to dance.
And also parties, yeah, parties, I guess, are supposed to be celebratory, but if we go to parties every weekend, which we don't, but if in college that's a theoretical framework,
yeah,
and everyone is really sad and stressed,
mm-hmm.
what are they celebrating?
I mean, I think that not all parties are celebratory. I think they're...
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
They're, like, catharsis and just, you know, distraction, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, an existential crisis in a basement.
That's all I do at parties.
It happens all the time. And I think that that's what this hour is about. Yeah. That's what I was thinking about.
What happens if you stay till the end of the party mm-hmm. and the party ends?
Mm-hmm.
So you stay longer mm-hmm. and then the party's... over, like, what does that do with, like, the cycle of,
yeah.
like, parties and having left and not having left? What if you never left? I don't...
Right. I mean, it depends, I think, on your relationship to the setting of the
yeah.
party. Like, if you know people who, like, live at somewhere and you go to their party and you stay until the end, it's, like, fine because, you know, you're hanging out with people you know. What's more interesting to me is staying at a party where nobody knows you and you're unwelcome and you overstay your welcome. I love overstaying maybe not me. I love the concept of someone overstaying their welcome. I think mm-hmm. it's so, it can be.
It's good practice.
Maybe not good. It's just loaded. What is the word I'm looking for? Like when there's a lot of meanings attached to something. I don't know. It's rich. It's rich. It's rich.
Meanings,
it's rich.
As our dear professor says.
Oh, really?
Put pressure on a line so that it can hold a multiplicity of
yeah,
meanings.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, overstaying your welcome holds a multiplicity of meanings.
That's very true. And yeah, I just think I'm interested in that.
Yeah, leaving any party for you, staying at a party
staying,
for
staying... just being confused about, like, where to go after a party.
I'd stay at any party for you,
oh,
even if it's a
are you sure?
Party.
I feel like
no,
that
no, no,
hasn't
no.
been true.
No, I wasn't talking to you.
Oh.
I just saying,
oh,
like, a
okay.
theoretical statement that's
whatever.
Could make.
Great. That is, you're right. Those are phrases that people could say to each other.
I'd leave a lot of parties because you left.
Yeah. This.
You were
there's
the
so many. There's so many ways you could take this.
I've really been trying to, like, just be kind to Priyanka and to DJ Paprika, and she's not taking it.
Yeah. Earlier I was like, it's just because you don't like parties that much.
I
love true.
DJ Paprika.
Thank you. Wow, that's so nice.
It's true. It's on the record now.
That's really nice.
One of my dearest friends.
The DJ is unable to take a compliment at the moment, but
that's
I appreciate
true.
That so much.
We keep on trying, though.
Yeah.
We persist.
we do, don't we? So I want to play a song by Cosima. This one's a little bit slow. A lot of her songs are pretty slow, but you know, the come down, the end of the party. We have 13 minutes left. I have a bunch of songs that I could play.
What's next?
Just this song by Cosima called Unnamed. And yeah, I'm gonna just go for it. I never know how to transition.
No, I won't be coming down tonight. or any other night this week. I'll never have another you upstairs. It was hard to figure out what was real. Amid the dawn, as I only know how, in a black dress from head to toe, and like a queen they carried me down, like a queen they carried me. Oh, I could really love you, and I give you all I've got, but you gotta do some more than put rocks in my heart. Yes, I could really love you, and I'll give you all I've got, but you gotta do some more than put rocks in my heart. My search for kings, who I seek when they won't be found. I can better hear my heart beat alone. Can I make it stop? I'm at the dawn, as I only know how, in a tie dressed from head to toe, and like a queen they carry me down, like a queen they carried me. Oh, I could really love you, and I give you all I've got, but you gotta do some more than put rocks in my heart. Oh, I could really love you, and I give you all I've got, but you gotta do some more than put rocks in my heart. But you never did much more than put rocks in my heart. You know I really loved you, and I gave you all I had. But you never did much more than put rocks in my heart.
So been knocking at your door to make you right, to make you stay in. I never thought I'd be struggling in this way. So I'm searching now, I'm reaching out. I don't think my lungs can take it. You know the rivers flood the plain so slow. I don't think my heart can face it. I'm just drowning in my shame for you. Time keeps on moving, dust keeps on falling, but I won't be waiting.
My favorite, like, completely unknown British singer who grew up on a chicken farm in Wales.
Your favorite who?
I'm a stan. Oh, she's not even a who, though. She's completely unknown. Right. But shout out to Who Weekly, CC Who Weekly, my fave podcast. But yeah, she's really funny. Her Instagram presence is funny. She hashtags a lot of things. She, like, has a lot of brand sponsorships. Anyway, we should get on with it because it's the last 2 minutes of our show. But this is DJ Paprika, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hymn Hunters International is up next, my favorite show other than mine. You will have so much fun listening to them. And thank you so much, DJ Bad Version of Your Poem, for joining.
And we hope that you have a lot of parties that you leave.
Yeah.